Simply This Is She, and I want to thank you for joining us in this moment. Tonight we are connecting to self-love and how to release anger. In the last segment on anger, we talked a lot about how to evaluate where you are with the energy of anger, how you express it, and I shared some simple ways of how you can manage it if you feel you are overly heated in many aspects of your life. That's quite a few red flags or sirens that are saying, hey, let's pay attention to this and get some help before it gets escalated to a point where damage can be done not only to self but to others. In this segment, releasing anger, this is really important because if you're on the other side of the anger, meaning the receiving end, what happens often is either you retaliate with anger back or you start stuffing that energy. And over time, what happens is a rift is built, especially in relationships, this can happen. Grudges are built, and if we don't make peace and resolve that emotion, then it's going to make it very difficult to have healthy relationships in that set and setting. So this anger can creep up in other ways too. It doesn't mean that someone had to come and yell at you and then make you mad. Their actions actually could have made you upset and you didn't take the time to express that to them, or maybe didn't have the opportunity or know how, or you haven't made peace with emotions or an incident or situation or trauma. And that's also when anger can arise. When we lose someone, when a person passes, anger can arise because we weren't ready to let go of them. If a situation didn't go our way, anger can arise because it's not the way we envisioned. So there's a lot of reasons for people to erupt, and this is part of our emotional database. So it doesn't mean that I'm suggesting that you completely squelch it. I'm suggesting that you really look at it and determine when and where you'd like to express that, and why you're expressing it is most important. So we'll look deeper into the roots of where that anger is coming from. And I was just talking with a friend of mine about this, and we were sharing how there's a fear, and also he brought up a great point, which is caring, and that aspect of caring leads to sometimes that eruption. So if you really wanted something to happen, meaning maybe you wanted a new job and you didn't get it, and that might mean that you cared so much about it, and then an eruption of anger because maybe you were let down that it couldn't happen. And that's where we do these check-ins and say, okay, I'm not happy, and we'll figure out how to move to next. And the most important part, as I mentioned earlier, is just to make sure that we can move that energy so it doesn't stagnate or get bottled up and in the future erupt even larger to something that's very incidental. Sometimes that's what happens, is these little things to trigger a big eruption of a lot of stored away emotions. So when we signed in tonight, we were listening to a little random rab, and the song is called Release. And I thought this would be a beautiful opportunity with the emotion of anger and thinking about where you need to release it, where it's been pent up. If something recently has happened and you're really just let down or upset that it couldn't happen, this song we're going to use as a meditation, in the sense that I really want you to conjure up the feelings where you're ready to release those emotions, where you're ready to release the anger and start to make peace with the situation. It's okay to feel frustrated, and the masculine embodiment tends to have a little bit more grace with this in the early stages of anger, meaning that if something happens, they release and then they move on. Where it can really become problematic is if that keeps escalating, as we talked about last week. So I just want you right now to really conjure up and really connect to that aspect of yourself where you were frustrated, mad, upset. Doesn't mean that you need to yell at anyone or any of that, but just to really address, wow, I didn't speak up then. And when we come back, we'll just explore a little bit about what that means and how to release it and make peace with it so you don't have to go and cause trouble or create another return of anger that eye for an eye that we listened to last week is really poetic. It just becomes a snowball. So as you listen, conjure up the incident, the person, place, or thing that really you're still chewing on. It's still fresh, or it's buried, but you can still feel it if you look at it. It's to see if you're ready to let it go. And as you address it, as you see it, just imagine yourself walking away from it. We'll start out there. And when we come back, we'll dive in a little bit deeper.
Thank you.
And just returning back to our conversation about anger and where that can take us and all these wonderful emotions that are associated with it. As mentioned in the last sharing about anger, we talked really about when it's a problematic in your lifestyle and how it will affect your mind, body, and spirit, and the outcome isn't positive for yourself and the world around you. And we shared a little bit during that segment about what to do if you're on the receiving end. And this segment's really dedicated to releasing the anger, letting go of the anger, making peace, no matter if what side of it you're on. And as mentioned, if you have a situation where you haven't expressed yourself or you were let down, anger is a natural emotion. So it grabs your attention, the anger rises up, and you realize, wow, you might have not even known that something was so important to you that it made you mad. I remember as a child, I swam a race, and I got out of the pool, and my sister was a very amazing swimmer and did really well. And this really wasn't even anger towards her, but I was mad at myself. And this is a perfect example. This little kid, mad at myself, and I remember just hitting her. And she didn't do anything. She didn't deserve that. However, I was so mad that I didn't swim the race that I wanted, and that was my outlet for doing that. And, you know, of course, in hindsight, even in that moment, that didn't feel good, but it was frustrating to be in that position. So this is how those seeds of anger happen, and we see it in little kids all the time. They get frustrated and they hit each other, and a lot of times the parents will be upset about that because they don't want the kids hitting. But this the result is that the child, just like myself, did not have a way to express the emotions. I couldn't find the words anywhere in me to say I'm really mad at myself because I let myself down in that race. I wanted to go faster. And so that's how simple it is. That might seem like, wow, why is that so important if she swam a race fast? But if you're training and working hard and you're trying to meet a certain time, you're going to be let down. And that's why it's really important to understand that anger mechanism. And as a child matures and becomes an adult, that's when hopefully we have the wherewithal to say, oh, I swam that race, it didn't meet my time, it's okay, I can handle the letdown. However, there are many adults on this planet that can't handle that letdown, and they might really lose control in that moment, or they might become really stressed and that anxiety might build and then they blow their top. In addition, if we have grievances, those angers, they may not come out at yelling at anyone, but the anger might fester underneath and having that boiling blood, as we mentioned earlier. So first, we want to ask ourselves, are we ready to let go of the incident? Are we ready to make peace? And if the answer is yes, fantastic. If the answer is no, then I really recommend let it be. Just every time it rises up, just say, are you ready to make peace? And if you say no, then say, okay, I'm going to let you be till I'm ready to let go. It's really important to acknowledge that's where you're at. If you're authentically not ready to make peace internally, it's not going to happen. You're going to waste a lot of energy, but you can be aware, I am upset, I am angry, and this might trigger me in other situations, especially if it's a grievance with a person and you haven't had time or opportunity to make peace, then you just let it be for a while. And this can happen in death. If someone passes and you have a grievance, or you're mad because they pass and they let you down because they're not there anymore, there's not a possibility in the 3D density sense to make peace. However, you can let it be, and over time and space, you will be able to make peace with that emotion internally, and then that liberates it for all the energetic connections that are associated with that incident, person, place, or thing. So note that once you're ready and you've acknowledged this, that you're ready to make peace, that's the first step, and that's a huge one. And then I would recommend, again, let it be. Once you've acknowledged you're ready to do something about it and make peace, let it be. And as you let it be, then you can bring in that meditation practice we talked about, I talk about often, and start listening. Start listening and requesting, I'm ready to make peace with this. Show me how to make peace with this. We could have many ways to, quote unquote, release this. You could do a ceremony and release it. However, that still may not do it. It has to come from deep within, even though the exterior intellect and the body and the mind and maybe the spirit are ready to release it, it may not be that point in time in your journey to go through that process. So you acknowledge it, you say yes, and then you let it be, and then you start meditating, you start listening, being present. Notice if something triggers that emotion and say, wow, this is my moment to really walk past this. And as you do that step by step, there will be just a very natural way to find peace with that emotion. And you'll know that you've made peace with it, because when something crosses your path that's associated with that person, place, or thing, it'll feel very neutral. So I want you to think about that. Are you ready? And if the answer is yes, then fantastic, and we're going to let it be. So we're going to listen to a little Xavier Rudd, and then we're going to come back to, but no, I'm not through it. And we're going to talk about how to be in practice with understanding and accepting that you're not through it and how you can work through that. But right now, we're going to go with Let Me Be with Xavier Rudd, and think about letting yourself be, that you're ready to make peace, but you're going to do this in a very passive role, meaning you're going to listen versus taking action with the mouth or any other way that you might think would be a great idea to release the emotion or the anger. And see what comes up. If you said yes, see what comes up when you're listening to Let Me Be.
For what they each believe. On and on and on we go. Well, some will you see it, some won't be. True for you and truth will lead you to a samsara. Well, no. Peace. Let me be now. Let me be cause. I want to be free now. Oh, free to see. Yeah, well. let me go. Let me be now. Let me be. Wanna be, wanna see, would you let me go? Well, let me be now. Well, let me be, 'cause I wanna be free. Oh, I wanna be free. Yeah, I said, free, free now. Free to see, oh, 'cause I wanna be free. I said, oh.
Let Me Be by Xavier Rudd, and he just gave you a big clue, free. So ultimately, this arc where we're going is that when we release the anger, when we make peace with anger, we are free. We're free of that burden. So imagine how many people collectively on this planet have carried grievances from one lifetime to the next. Imagine how many people from this lifetime have carried grievances and refused to make peace. And fortunately, it's not always possible to do this in person. And the reason I say fortunately is because sometimes, if left to, as a friend of mine would refer to them, the two-leggeds, we could create more confusion. That's why when you finally say, yes, I'm ready to make peace, I'm ready to release, and then you let it be, you let it just sit there, then it'll authentically happen. You'll come into a place where you'll have the aha, and it'll just completely have released from your energetic being, so there's no more trigger. It actually feels just clear, neutral. And when that happens, you know that you're not going to be wasting any more energy on that. So when there is still that reaction, anger, additional anger can result. And that's why once we let it be, then you'll come to a stage where you authentically release it. It'll just lift off, similar to a butterfly just flying away off a branch of a tree or a flower. It just floats away. And you, at times, because of the habit of accessing the incident, whether it was trauma, whether it was someone being abusive, whether it was just a letdown of a situation that didn't happen the way you wanted, you won't be able to access it the same way. It won't feel the same way that will cause an eruption within you or outside of you. And that's how you'll know it's passed. So when this happens, it's authentic, and we're not staging it. So people say, I'm ready, I want to let it go. And you can do releases, you can do burn things in fires, all these different things, and that will take away a layer, and then there will be other layers that will occur naturally. So that's why, play around. If you're inspired, play around with just allowing it to be. Now, if you let the incident go, then guess what? You have freed up some energy. There's more space to cultivate what you want, which is really powerful to realize, wow, I exhausted all this energy on the grievance that I had, or the letdown that I had, or the clinging and the grasping. All of this pulls us into a state of anger, or quote-unquote hell, because we're just running this loop, this tape that's going over and over again in our mind, and we're probably repeating the same tape to the people we love. They might not want to hear it anymore. And so if you start to take responsibility for this, then it will start to lift off. Now, I did mention, because this is all for the person that says, yes, I'm ready to let go, you let it be, and then you wait for it to authentically start releasing, and you'll be guided. And you're celebrating the fact that you get to have more space to cultivate what you want. You'll feel free, as Xavier Rudd mentioned. However, if you're not through it and you're still in the struggle, you're still wrestling with yourself, you're still wrestling in your mind's eye, there's a surrender that takes place here. There's a surrender saying, okay, I'm not done with this. It's not going away. And I'm going to have to just be okay with that and sit in that dis-ease. When you allow yourself to do that, when you feel that resistance and when you feel yourself just still holding on, by sitting in that resistance, it'll start to liberate itself. It'll invite you to move past it. But if every time we feel that resistance and we run the other way, it won't allow it to liberate. And this isn't, I'm not recommending that you put yourself in an unhealthy situation. I'm just saying internally, if you feel some resistance and you're not ready to let go, every time that resistance comes up, just sit with it. Sit. Go meditate. Take five, sit with it, and see what happens. And it rises again, go for a walk. Movement or sitting can help move this energy and start that process. So when we're not through with it, that means that we still think we need to be right. That means that we want to convince someone of something. We want to have the last word. We can't believe they would ever do that to us. Why didn't they choose me for that? I can't believe that. It's all those justifications and wanting to convince someone of something and realizing that if it's been a tenuous situation, going back and over-explaining or over-talking can create more drama, more chaos, and guess what? More anger. So meet the resistance with just stillness. Meet the resistance with some movement if you need, but you can still be still like an eagle flying overhead. And then also meet that resistance of not wanting to let go with some meditation. Those three things will really assist you in the process. So we're going to listen to a little I'm Not Through by OK Go. This group is a lot of fun. As you listen to that, think about where you're still resistant in your life, where you're still holding on. And what I would like you to do during this, I was showing a class today that I was leading, holding your hands in a fist, then you open your hands and release. And guess what? It's that easy. We hold on really tight. If you're holding onto the table or a book or a bar, just imagine yourself releasing it, letting it go, and see what happens as you do that. As you listen to a little OK Go, I'm Not Through. So that was Okay Go, I'm Not Through. And as I mentioned, that when we have resistance, if we can meet it with some stillness, and within that stillness and that mindfulness, take some time to sit in it, and then bring in some meditation that will assist in the process of releasing it, letting it go. Now, this song also led us into the next point, is that this dance of anger, disappointment, or drama, or all these things that can lead us to these emotions, is an addictive dance. It takes two to tango. And there's a reason for that saying, is that someone that might have a lot of volatility in the manner which we talked about in the last segment is going to need someone to receive that. And if it's not that game, the mount, you know, circling around and doing the anger dance, someone explodes, a person explodes back, then there's a peaceful moment, honeymoon stage, and you come back together again and repeat the cycle over and over again. It's exhausting, and it's really easy to get trapped into that perception of reality and think that that's normal, but it's not. As we mentioned last week, as I mentioned, really, if you can, get help as soon as possible, especially if you notice things are escalating. This addictive dance to drama, being let down, feeling angry at everyone, person, places, and things that aren't acting the way that you want, is a road to nowhere. So all those grievances that you might have, the frustration you might have, isn't going to solve the problem. So this is how we can utilize the emotion of anger, which grabs our attention, to move us forward. So when all of a sudden the anger grabs your attention, and this is fresh anger, not the one that you've been chewing on for 20 years, that's the stuff we want to let go. But when that grabs your attention and you feel it in the seat of your pants, you're mad and you're ready to release a little collie energy, the angry, the wrathful mother, think about in that moment how you can move forward in an eloquent way. Think about, what can I do in this moment not to repeat the old dance? I don't want to tango anymore. I'm ready to move on, and what can I do? So first of all is one to recognize that circular addictive pattern. And it might not just be an angry dance, meaning it's all about anger. It might be the addictive dramatic dance that you're always putting yourself in a place that's frustrating and angry, and you feel that you must tell someone your truth or use your voice in a way because you haven't really healed wounds deep down inside of you, or you didn't use your voice in those moments when you felt the fire in the seat of your pants. So this is how we're going to release anger and learn how to release anger, if you so do choose to practice this, in the moment. So you start to feel that heat rise up, you feel that it's coming on, and you might all of a sudden put the fire out immediately because you don't want to deal with it. Or you might say, wow, something's up rising and I'm going to have to express myself. However, I'm going to do it as effectively as possible, and I'm going to really stop and think about what I'm doing and why, and address the emotion. This will allow you to step out of the normal dance that you do with anger. And if you're one of those people that holds and then explodes, or if you're someone that explodes all the time, or as I mentioned, creating a lot of drama where you're feeling let down and then angry and judgmental of a lot of people, all of these things just are not beneficial whatsoever. So if you catch yourself in that fire, see if you can pull yourself back for a moment. That means just pull yourself back. It might even mean leaving the room for a moment and really check in and say, what's going on here? I don't want to do the same circle. What have I done in the past? This will require you to look back. What do I normally do here? You can almost script it out, most certainly, and say, I want to do this differently. I don't want to repeat the same pattern. And this can be with all things, not just anger, the emotion of anger. It could be with the emotion of love. It can be the emotion of joy. If you want to shift how you engage, you have to bring awareness in. So once you bring that awareness in, then all of a sudden, just as if you had a dance partner, with you right now, if you were really focused on the feet, all of a sudden you could finally gaze them in the eye and know, wow, okay, I'm going to do this differently, and we're no longer going to do that box step. We're going to do a beautiful glide across the floor and twists and turns, and it's going to be a little different each time. And when the music changes, so will our footsteps. And this is a metaphor, but it's a beautiful way to start saying, I really am going to take responsibility for, one, my emotion that's coming up in the seat of my pants, and I'm not going to poke that finger everywhere, left, right, and center. And what I mean by that is that when that anger arises, if you can stop yourself, say, how do I normally walk through this anger? I want to do it differently. I want to do a little salsa. I don't want a tango. You just call it out to yourself. In your mind, it can be a split second. You can let someone know, you know what, I need 5 minutes, and then go to the bathroom, walk outside, get clear, and then come back. If you're so much in it and it's just a nanosecond, just say, please, please support me that I do not handle this the way I normally do, and see if you can gain your composure. If you don't and you completely start to release, and it could be privately or amongst others, give yourself permission to self-correct. Give yourself permission to stop mid-sentence, say, whoa, I don't want to come off this way. Let me calm down and then we'll reapproach it. Or if you're by yourself and you're let down, meaning that you create these dramatic circles in your life, that you say, stop, I need to refocus on something else. And that's where some of the techniques from the last segment will work. Running, movement, all of those things can really assist in this process. But when we take that responsibility, then it starts to shift. Then it authentically starts to shift. And the addictive pattern of going to that place, the pattern can become a new one. So this is the next part. One, you're going to pull back, see if you can reset the course. Number two, take a time out if you need it, but then see if you can reapproach. And then the next one is to really ask yourself what you'd rather be doing than getting angry. If you've come to a place in your life where you're very judgmental of others, where you're always having to put people down to feel your own self-worth, and you're wanting to shift that so you don't have to participate in those old patterns. One, you can listen to last week's segment. And number two, this is that opportunity for you to start visualizing where you want to go next. What emotions do you want to experience? If you don't want to participate in that old habit, what would you want it to be? You write the screenplay. And finally, what you can do there is do a little additional breath work and meditation. The breath, breathing in and out, as we practiced last week, can assist in clearing that mind, can assist in bringing you peace. And as that occurs, these beautiful doorways will open for you to walk through. And the freedom that Xavier Rub talked about is what occurs, because within that surrender, you realize, wow, I'm free to own my emotions. I'm free to own the fire that I'm feeling in my belly right now. And I get to decide how I want to move forward. So what I want you to do here is I want you to think about that. How do you want to move forward? We're going to listen to a little Kali Ma. Kali is a Hindu deity, and she is a slayer. She's depicted, if you look at a picture of her, slaying the ego, slaying the energy, the anger that gets our attention, bringing us up to a truth that we didn't even know existed within us. When I feel the energy of Kali rising in me, I will go, oh, I feel her, and she's calling something out, so it's that heat energy that's coming up. And I also will really make sure I'm mindful in that moment, so that mindfulness, that stillness is important, going, wow, something's burning through me right now, and I want to be mindful with my words, my actions, and my thoughts, and see where it goes, and to really just be with that, sit in it, and see what that feels like to sit in the wrath. And what's on the other side is quite peaceful. And you feel very powerful after that, in the sense, not that you're in charge of anyone, but you're like, wow, I can be in charge of me and I can handle this. I don't have to freak out all the time. So as we listen to Kali Ma, this is a great meditative exercise. What I would like you to do is, whatever you've identified that you're ready to shift the habit, release, or move on from, just bring the breath up, gently exhale. If we exhaled really loudly the whole way, you might hyperventilate. So just gently exhale through the mouth and just repeat to yourself, thy will be done. Thy will be done. Whatever it is, and keep visualizing yourself, putting it down, letting it go. And that might slowly fade, and then just focus on the breath. And when we come back, we'll just wrap up this whole segment on how you can be the captain of your own ship and how freeing it is when you do so.
Jima, Jima, Jima.
Yeah, it was a little Kali Ma with Larissa Stowe, and we have a beautiful opportunity as I was connecting to that segment to release the anger and give it to the mother. Kali Ma, Mother Mary, Lakshmi, these are all deities, symbols of the mother, of the feminine energy, which is often misunderstood, especially in this epoch on planet Earth, is very strong and it has this ability to transform energy. Yet, as a society, we've been conditioned to roll around with these emotions that don't serve. So if you're inspired to release those grievances, those situations from the past, aho, let it be and allow yourself to begin to find the way to authentically and naturally be led to the place of peace. And it will happen, I promise you. The more you meditate and really take responsibility for it, it will happen. And then you can start to have a healthy relationship with the big A-N-G-E-R word and see when it grabs your attention. Stop, look around, just like a primal animal, and say, what do I want to do here? How do I need to respond? And it might be an emergency situation, then you'll know what to do. If it's not, and it's an old habit, you start to shift it. Bit by bit, it will metamorphose. When that happens, you will feel that freedom we talked about. And that's why that mantra, Kali Ma, Jai Ma, the surrender, letting go, is so important, whether it's to any type of archetype you want, any type of deity, creator, great spirit, God, whatever you want to refer to it. If you just surrender to within and let it go, it doesn't have to be external, but that can assist in that process. When we release to the feminine energy that's within us, meaning if you take all those symbols that we put on the outside and say, hey, Ma, within me, I release to you. She carries a wisdom, and it's in each and every one of you, that will assist you in the process and open you to understanding that the anger can rise up, grab your attention. You can release it in the manner that's appropriate to the situation, and then guess what? Move on. And from there, between these two things, releasing the past and handling it a little bit differently in the present, you're going to feel great freedom. So if inspired, allow yourself to start to play with this emotion within you. When we learn to bring this emotion in balance within ourselves, and in the last segment I give you a lot of wonderful ideas how you can bring the cooling down, but if you really play with this and connect to it on a daily basis as it rises up, and it may be less for other people, you will be pleasantly surprised. So if you have anything to share and you want to send to me, please feel free to email me at suzannetoro@gmail.com or s@suzannetoro.com. I love to hear your feedback, your questions. We can share them in future segments. And until next time, we're going to exit out with a little surprise. And please be compassionate with yourself. Take the little steps and they will lead to big ones. This is she signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.
Shared long ago. The music played from me to you. So where, oh where did we go? Let me take you on a trip today. a place that we know. The music plays from me to you. So where, oh where did we go? To a place we all remember. A forgotten song, it still sings.